just recently, a few weeks ago, Sister Wang, she's from Taiwan, and I did not know her until just a few weeks ago. She left a note in my mailbox and said she wanted to meet me and gave me her phone number, so I called her, and she's living in Elmhurst with her two daughters, Christine and Frances, and they've been coming to church lately, and when I mentioned about coming to camp, she said she'd like to come, so this is her first time. She's welcome. From another church in Taiwan, but she also, Sister Wang, her name is Echo, you can call her Echo. She goes to China. She has a place there with her friend in Zhuhai, is it?
Yes.
Zhuhai, I've been there. It's in southern China. And she also has a place in Taiwan. Her one daughter was born here, the older daughter, Christina and Francis. So they're happy to be here. I'm glad. And on the way up, she was telling me a little of her life story, so I've gotten acquainted with her just recently. Last Sunday, I was in Vancouver. This year, the Vancouver folks couldn't join us because most of them, they graduated from university and had jobs, and they couldn't take off. So they were not in Vancouver, though. But last Sunday, I was there, and there was a wedding, and two people from Taiwan, an older couple in their 40s and 50s, and Brother Wei, you know Brother Wei from Vancouver, his nephew was getting married, and it was a joy to be with him. They wanted me to stay on to go sightseeing. I never have time for that. I had to come back quickly. And I was glad I came back quickly because there was that funeral, Helen Waffle's funeral, and also other duties, different things. And I'm so thankful for Jesus and that he leads us so minutely, and he comes to us. Recently, one of our young brothers in our Zion Chinese church, he's been here, Samuel, and his wife Mary, she helped in the cottage. He gave a testimony, it was very precious. He loves the Lord and he helps in the meetings often. He gave a testimony that he needed some parts to one of his chest of drawers that was broken. And he was wondering where he could get those parts. He wanted to repair it. They have a family that all live together, the two brothers, his older brothers and his mother and the children all live together. And as he was coming home from work in the bus, the Lord, not audibly, but in his heart, spoke to him and said, "Today on the way home, you will find those parts." And sure enough, as he walked home, he found a chest of drawers, exactly like his chest of drawers. So he quickly went home and got a screwdriver and the things that the chest of drawers was put outside to dispose of. And he went and got those parts. And I thought, how wonderful the Lord spoke to him in his heart and showed him that on the way, just the things he needed. And the Lord is that way. It's so precious. Just this week, I had an interesting experience. I guess it was Friday morning, I was going to take things at New and Old, those trays, to the post office in Jamaica. So I went to Sister Moni's house. And just then she said, our chairman friends, they wanted to go shopping in the Queen's Mall. So I said, they were going to walk that long distance to Woodhaven Boulevard and then take the bus. I said, I'll take you there. And I took them there. And then I said, when you're finished shopping, call me and I'll come and pick you up. And I went home and I found out my phone was out. It's been out now for a few days. They're not coming to repair it that quickly. Then I took the things New and Old to the post office in Jamaica, And I thought, how am I going to find them in such a big mall? They might be in JCPenney, they might be in the food court, they might be, how am I going to find them? So I thought, well, I prayed to Jesus and said, Jesus, you have to help me find them. So I went to the entrance there and I saw a car wanting to pull out, and I was just waiting to see if he was going to go out so I could park there instead of parking in the mall. And I was up there only about 2 or 3 minutes. All of a sudden, somebody opens the door, and it's Sister Moni. I was so happy and so relieved, because it really would have been hard to find them. And here the Lord brought me just at the right time, and he answered that prayer. It may be a small thing, but to me it was a big thing. And that's how Jesus is. It's so practical. I don't know how people live without him. So I'm so thankful that Jesus is so real. We saw it in Samuel's case, and many of you have had testimonies where Jesus led you just at the right moment, and you met the right person, and maybe you changed your life even. Jesus is so real and precious, and the more you walk with him, the more you find out that as we delight ourselves in him, he's our great joy. And also the Word of God is our great joy and comfort. And so I like those verses in Psalm 119. There's quite a number of them that say about his Word being our delight. I'm so thankful for that. And then, of course, I've said it so many times, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. The more you repeat that verse, even when you don't feel like it, the more that joy of Jesus comes into you. I remember Brother Hans Waffle said that even those verses, the fruit of the Spirit, I can say it better in Chinese, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, and so on. Those, as you repeat those words, it becomes more real to you. The Word of God has such power, and I'm so thankful. I'm glad, too, to come to camp today and be here, and that we can enjoy Jesus. That's our great call in life, is to enjoy Jesus. And as we enjoy him, he is able to work in us that our lives will glorify him.